border changes could only be resolved through peaceful negotiations and the consent of the parties, and not the satisfaction of revanchist claims by force. The second was the freedom of sovereign states to choose which other countries with whom they wanted to ally politically, economically, and for security. Both of those Putin has essentially thrown aside. And so what the Europeans and we for a long time felt was a matter settled at the end of the Cold War is now very much back up on the table. I think Putin has two goals. I don't know that he's delusional. Maybe because we both came from the spy business, he and I had a very interesting relationship. We didn't like each other, but there was a certain interesting respect or suspicion, I'm not sure which. But we would speak very frankly to one another, and partly because I wasn't a diplomat, and neither was he. But I think he has after two things, and one is what Condi alluded to or talked about, and that is this sense of historical mission to protect the Russians who were left behind after the collapse of the Soviet Union. But the second is more traditional Russian behavior, and that is the creation or recreation of a band of states on the periphery of Russia that lean toward Moscow economically, politically, and for security. He doesn't want to recreate the Soviet Union, I don't think. He doesn't want to be responsible for all those economic basket cases on the periphery. But he does want to recreate this buffer, if you will, that has been very much a part of Russian history for a long time. And frankly, I think he sees Ukraine as the linchpin of that. Kiev was where the Russian Empire was founded over 1,000 years ago. I think he does see it as a made-up state. And I think that he will never rest easy as long as he thinks that that Ukraine might slide west and away from Russia and not a part of that buffer of states on the periphery of Russia.